Counseling question number one. What are the goals of biblical counseling? My response. One goal of nouthetic counseling is to, quote, foster love toward God and love toward one's neighbor, which God commands, end quote. This counseling should minister the word to unbelievers in an effort to evangelize, or minister the word to believers in an effort to help them along the path of sanctification. In either case, it's ministering the word in love. Quote, the overarching purpose of preaching and counseling is God's glory, but the underneath side of that splendid rainbow is love, end quote. It is a constant pouring of God's word unto the counselee, so that the Holy Spirit may regenerate wicked hearts for love for God and love for other people. For unbelievers, it is an opportunity to be granted the ability to repent, to obtain eternal life in Christ, and begin to live for good works for Him. 2 Timothy 2:25, 2 Corinthians 7:8-10, and Ephesians 2, verse 10. For the believer, it is exhortation to work out their salvation with fear and trembling, knowing all along that it is God that is at work in them to complete the good work that He has started. Philippians 1, verse 6, Philippians 2, verses 12 through 13. Paul explained it to Timothy this way, quote, but the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith, end quote. 1 Timothy 1, verse 5. The, quote, instruction, end quote, refers to the urging Paul gives him to stay in Ephesus to teach others not to teach or believe false doctrines any longer because they promote controversies. Verse 3 through 4. The goal of doing that work is love. It is love that cares to speak the truth. The only absolute truth that we can speak is God's word. It is love that will run after someone to tell them they are about to fall off a cliff. It is love that will cause someone to dive deep into mucky waters, to drag out another person whose life is in line. Christians know that the ultimate love ever displayed was when God, quote, made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, end quote. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. God not only dove down into the mucky waters of our sin-depraved hearts to regenerate us, He, by means of the Holy Spirit and His Word, bears with us to live lives of greater peace and joy through our tribulations. John 16, verse 33. As ambassadors for Christ, we all have the privilege and responsibility to run after people to warn them of the cliff that they are headed down, dive into the mucky waters of their personal problems, and offer them the only hope of true life, the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. The goal of biblical counseling can be summarized in Paul's letter to the Colossians. Quote, we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ, end quote. Colossians 1, verse 28. Quote, the goal of counseling is to change in conformity with God's revealed will, not necessarily the selfish desires of the counselee, end quote. Helping a counselee see that none of the changes that they make in life are pleasing to God apart from a personal relationship with Christ might leave them feeling hopeless. However, they must first know that so that they might receive the ultimate hope and comfort that comes from trusting God sincerely and loving Him with all of their heart, soul, strength, and mind. Mark 12, verse 30. They must be counseled to live according to God's ways and, quote, not lean on your own understanding, end quote. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Therefore, the term biblical counseling means to do just that, counsel by His word.